I was living in LA, and I hated LA. I hated every second that I was in LA. I hated the fact that it never rained, that there's no weather. People just go there and they're soulless and dead. 25, they're dead. It's just horrible. So I came back, and also I had dated a lot of models and actresses, and they were lunatics. I mean, absolute. I dated a woman who, on our first date, she brought a book called The Art of Happiness. If you need a book to tell you how to be happy, you're not a good sandwich maker, you know? I just knew this wasn't gonna work out. So I left and I came back to Baltimore, and my plan was to only be here for a little while to make a film that I wanted to make, a short film. And I fell in love at a gym. I was at the gym and she walked past and we started to talk, and one thing led to another, and we were in love, very in love, incredibly in love. She was amazing to me. And you have to know also that I've always had a core belief. My core philosophy has always been that every moment in your life leads to the moment that you just had. So if your life didn't unfold exactly the way it did, you would cease to exist. And so if you look at yourself and you like who you see, you have to accept the good and the bad. So I meet this woman, and she has a child, about a year and a half, and she's Ukrainian. And the child doesn't have a father, or he does, and he's somewhere in the Ukraine, and nobody knows where he is or who he is. And I look at this little boy, and he looks at me, and we start to bond, and we all live together as a happy family. Ilya is this little boy's name. And he calls me Papa Marky. Papa Marky, and I take baths with him. You don't take baths with a kid unless you're committed. You take baths with this kid. And I get mad at him because his cars are all over the bathtub. And I have to buy him cars every day. And there's just cars everywhere. And he's the most adorable, wonderful, loving child. I was blessed. And I would read him bedtime stories. I would make up stories about the blue sock and the red sock. And they would go on adventures together. And he'd say, Marky, tell me the blue sock story. And we'd watch cartoons together. I was so excited. I bought him, somehow I found on eBay a DVD of Megilla Gorilla. And I got this for him, and it was like the greatest. I don't even think he liked it, but I loved Megilla Gorilla. So he had no choice. He had to like Megilla Gorilla. He was my son. He was my son. And I remember I was on the deck, I was barbecuing. And he would call fire Gorn or something, because it's, I guess, Russian. He would say, Marky Gorn. And I was looking at him, and I was looking at her, and I started to cry because I couldn't believe that my life had turned out so wonderfully, that all the mistakes I'd made and all the things that had happened in my life, whatever they had been, whatever they were, had led me to them. And it was perfect. I guess about a year into the relationship, or around a year, she started to change, or I noticed the change. I think the change happened long before. She was distant. It was like somebody had taken over her body, like she wasn't the same person that I fell in love with, and I'm giving baths to a child, and she's being dismissive, and she's on lying all the time and photoshopping pictures of herself, and I'm trying to be a father and a husband and a lover and a friend, and she's disappearing. And it gets worse and worse, and finally one day when she comes home 3 hours late, I explode. But I explode in the way you explode when you love somebody and you're scared and you want things to be better. And she looks at me and she says, I'm done. And she meant it, that she was done. And I, what? There's a child, I'm Papa Mark, what? And a week or two later, people came into my house, our home, and took everything, basically, everything. Pictures off the walls, toys, cleaning products, cleaning products, everything. And
I was.
It was horrifying. And I, she told me that I should treat it like a divorce, that I could see him whenever I wanted to. And then she made that next to impossible, and then eventually impossible. And I drank a lot. I drank every night. Every night. I had to. Because I was living in that place with ghosts. And I couldn't take a bath because that bathtub was where I gave him baths. And I just drank, and there was a bar I would go to. And there was just men lined up at this place. Each one of them in pain. Whether they caused it themselves or they bore the brunt of some woman's wrath, whatever it was, they were in pain, and I drank with them every night. I mean, this was the kind of place that should come with its own cemetery. It was that kind of a bar. It was Christmas Eve. I ended up going, I had certain places I could go to. I could only go to those places in certain routes because I was afraid of the memories and the thoughts and things that would come up. And this particular night, I went to a place I never went to, really. But I was there this one night because my place, one of my places, was closed. And it was Christmas Eve. And I had said to her, on Ilya's birthday, the second birthday I spent with him, I remember saying to her, I love the fact that we're doing things for a second time. And this would have been our second Christmas. And I'm sitting there drinking, and I had gained weight. I wasn't working out. It was horrible. And the memories, the thoughts, the nightmares, every night. And I see a head bob up and down. I'm in the bar. There's a glass booth. I see a head. Don't go look. Don't do it, Mark. Don't do it. But of course I go. And there is Ilya and this woman. And I call out to him, Ilya! And he turns, and this is 4 months since I had seen him. And he goes, my Marty! My Marty! And he comes running up to me. And he won't let go. And she's trying to be polite at first. But she's cold. This is my family. And she's cold. And he says, Marky, come play with me. Play with me. She looks at me at one point and with anger in her eyes. You have to leave now. You have to understand, when I talk about this, I feel like every one of you must be thinking, what did you do to her, Mark? And I didn't do anything to her except love her and him. And she made me go away, and I left. And 3 days later, on a back road, driving my little sports car that I bought in LA, I was going too fast, I had a little too much to drink, I hit a light pole. I don't know that it was an accident to this day. I know that there was blood all over me, ambulance came, I ended up in an emergency room. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I came back to that cold place by myself, my head bandaged. I slept in the room that had been Ilya's room. That's where I moved my bed, was up there. And I looked at the wall and I saw nails where his Curious George picture was that I had bought for him. Because every moment in your life leads to the moment that you just had. And if you want to exist, if you like who you are, that's great, but if you don't, it's the worst philosophy ever. 8 months ago, I was at a baseball game with this woman, Maria, girl, woman, Maria. She lives with me now. We live together, and we have a little dog, Rupert. And I still think about Ilya every day, but I am more in love and happier than I've ever been in my life. Thank you.